Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I have some good news and I have some bad news. The good news is it didn't get below freezing enough to cause any ice on the road.
Okay.
The bad news is, yes, you have to go to school. I've had 3 phone calls this morning.
Oh, man. That sounds like good news, good news.
Well, you know, for the parents it is. Because,
yeah,
you know, they still have to go to work.
Right, right.
But, yeah, for the kids, yeah, sorry.
No.
You need to get up.
Well.
Yeah. Go to school.
Bank it for later.
Yeah.
You can always count it at least 1 snow day around here.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And usually it's, you know, we get a dusting of snow and everybody's like, oh, it's cool. Okay.
And usually it's not till like January or February.
Right, right. Well, the other thing is that the winds are really calm on the east side, but man, what's up with this wind on the west side?
Yeah.
It's super cold.
Yeah.
And that's what's making it super cold. I mean, yeah, it's cold already. It's like 38 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But that wind, oh my God, I got out of my car and I'm like, yow!
Yeah, usually the northeast gets it. But every once in a while, the west side, because of the slope, the mountain slope, and the way the winds come in. Look at me. Sounding like a weather person.
So knowledgeable.
Yeah, look at me. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Speaking of weather people, did you by chance text your friend to find out why Bettis was on TV yesterday? Did it have anything to do with my conversation?
I'm thinking it did. I'm thinking she heard you say that, you know, that's the harbinger of whether or not you believe what's going on.
Absolutely.
Bettis's face and delivery.
I thought it was just the funniest thing yesterday because we had had that conversation about how days like today and yesterday are days when I really miss Robert Bettis on television.
Right.
Because, you know, he does all those goofy faces and all his shenanigans.
Yeah.
And I could always judge when Mother Nature was really going to turn it up and come down hard on us by Robert Bettis. Because he would stop being stupid.
Right, right.
And he would stop making all those silly faces that he likes to make, right?
Because
he thinks he's like Jim Carrey or something.
Yeah, he'd actually give you like a straight forecast.
And I would be like, oh man, Ish is going to get real up in here. And we were talking about that yesterday. And then as I'm you know, scrolling through the television channels, I caught the end of NC9 6 o'clock newscast.
That's hilarious.
And who do you think was on there? Robert Bettis.
What? I can't believe it.
I know.
Yeah, no, I didn't text her, but let me see. Let me text her. I'll find out if that's why.
Because, you know, I would like to think that I'm that influential.
Oh, I think you are.
But
I think we all know you are.
But I think the real answer is that somebody was on vacation.
Yeah, but if she's funny and she's going to play along with us, she'll go, no, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Mike's saying that he needed to know, man. It's the Bettis principle.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure it's just one of those coincidental kind of things. But that was really funny. I actually lolled. I don't normally lol when I watch the news.
Well, no. Who does?
I totally lolled when there he was, Mr. Robert Bettis.
Yep, yep.
Although I didn't get to watch him do the news, like do the weather.
Right, right.
Because it was already at the end, and they were like already sitting behind the anchor desk
saying
their goodbyes. So he did make a silly face.
Sure. Of course, he can't resist.
But it wasn't during the weather.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if I should be like, boy, we dodged one, or if I should be more like,
gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh, my God.
So if you can find out for me, I'd appreciate that.
Kiss FM. That's not pretty Christmas music.
So sets the tone.
No,
the morning,
it does not.
It?
Yeah, it sets the tone for some creepy clown to come and push his face up against the window and then pull a knife out from his waistband and point it menacingly at
not
us.
A clown.
Oh.
A really bad Santa.
Yeah, a beaten up Santa.
Yeah, yeah, with a tattered suit.
And the fur's all dirty and everything. Yeah. Dude, seriously.
Okay.
And not want to run frightened from the room.
It's nice that it's not sticky, though. I mean, I like that it's falling, but I'm glad that it's not sticky.
Yeah.
Because nobody needs that. Did you know yesterday there were a reported 81 car accidents?
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
By noon yesterday.
Uh-huh.
81.
Because people get cray when the you know, somebody spits on the street and everybody goes into a tizzy.
After that, who knows? I think the police department lost track after
that. They were like, whatever, we don't have that many fingers and toes.
So, I'm glad that it's not sticking, although, I mean, the possibility remains. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to have this for the rest of the day towards late in the afternoon.
Well, and here's the thing I've noticed about the snow flurries outside of our window. They've gotten a little bit fluffier, which is scary because those are the kind that stick.
Yes.
So you need to be careful because the streets are wet.
But the good thing is that it's not cold enough for them to stick.
Right, right.
So at this point, fingers crossed, eyes crossed for good measure, legs crossed also just in case.
Okay, now there are a couple of places that you do need to be careful about. Trans Mountain, because it is sticking up there. And so be real careful if you're going to go on Trans Mountain. I'm not really sure how much longer they're going to keep it open, to be quite honest with you, because it's a scary road anyway.
Right.
But with this kind of weather, it is really scary. So if it does get closed, we'll let you know. Also, turn your lights on.
Please, yes.
I know you think that it's light enough outside, but it really isn't. And so turn your lights on. If you can't, the rule of thumb is if you can't see the sun, turn your lights on.
Hey, so then after all the clouds clear, temperatures are going to start plummeting.
Yeah.
And as I told you a few minutes earlier, we could have the coldest temperatures tomorrow morning than since December of 2015.
Right.
When it got down to 26 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I just wrote about the most epic snowstorms El Paso has ever had. And that December 2015 is on the list of the top 10 most epic. That day was a little different. That day, it was cold enough.
Yeah.
And we did get rain. And so that day, by the 26th of December, El Paso had seen, is it 8.1 inches? Hang on a second. Let me put on my reading glasses. 8.1 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But that was only good enough to make fifth on El Paso's all-time heavy snowfall events list. Fifth. All the rest of the snowstorms on the list, way more than 8.1
way
inches.
Way worse. Yeah, I mean, don't kid yourself. We get winter weather in El Paso.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, a lot of times it sneaks up on us.
Right.
We're like, oh, where did this come from?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just be aware. It's really, honestly, keep your radio tuned to Kiss FM because we're live and local all day long, and we'll let you know what's going on. But also, keep an eye on our Facebook because we'll let you know there too.
Now the good thing is by the weekend, by the time you know Friday night, Saturday, Sunday rolls around, we'll be in the 50s during the day. It'll be cold, chilly nights in El Paso with nice 50, 60 degree days, which you know we'll all more than happy to take.
Right.
So by the time the lights in the lake lighting ceremony come around, Santa at the zoo. By the time the, you know how Escondida Park lights up for the holidays they're doing their lights on the lake thing on Saturday. By the time all that rolls around, all of this bad weather will be long gone.
Right. One of the ones that I'm really looking forward to, it's the Keystone Heritage Park.
Yeah.
They're doing their
the
lights
Luminarias.
On the, they're doing their Luminarias, and oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
All of those are a handful of the 14 Christmassy events that are going on this weekend all over town. You can read up on the epic snowstorms. You can read up on the Christmas events all on Kiss El Paso.com. Now we have flurries coming down.
Woo.
It's the most Christmassy day of the year.
It is so pretty.
And luckily, it's not sticky. Nothing is sticking on the ground because it's not cold enough. We're in the upper 30s right now.
Right.
So it's not cold enough for it to start accumulating.
No, but it's perfect for getting the roadways wet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that for sure.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
Be careful about that.
I understand that temperatures by tomorrow morning will likely drop to 24 degrees.
Eek.
Like, things are going to start dropping rapidly at this afternoon after all of these clouds clear.
Right.
Because for the rest of the day, we're going to have kind of like what we're having right now as all of the rest of the clouds start pushing through, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the afternoon, all of those clouds will have cleared our area. And then there's going to be nothing to protect us from the cold, cold, frigid temperatures.
Settling in, yeah.
So they're talking possibly 24 degrees, which would make it the coldest air since December 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember,
my gosh.
Remember that day?
Yes.
Sun Bowl day?
Oh, that's
right. Remember that
day
when
it
the snow came?
It was miserable.
Right in the middle of the game, it started snowing, and then it just got worse and worse and worse.
I remember.
And then by the end of the game, you couldn't even see the football field anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lowest temperature at that time. It dropped to 26 degrees.
Oh, man.
And it hasn't been that cold since December 2015. So if tomorrow morning temperature temperatures do drop to 24 degrees. That'll be the coldest since.
And I would imagine that if the roadways are still wet, of course, that'll mean ice.
True that.
So be real, real careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow is going to be the real problem because tomorrow we really don't know what we're dealing with.
Right.
Today, it's shown its colors.
Yeah.
We know. We know what's going on. Kiss FM. Now we're starting to get reports, especially in the LV and East El Paso.
Right, right. Snow flurry reports. Oh yes, I said it. Oh I said snow.
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. I got to go tell everybody. Okay, I know. It's only snow flurries.
Yeah, but still,
excuse me. I got something to do. I'll think about leaving some behind for you.
Okay.
But don't bet on any Pop-Tarts being left.
No. Especially not the chocolate frosted ones. Okay, so Far East El Paso, the Lower Valley, got a call from a listener, Wedgwood and Montwood. They're also getting snow flurries as well. You saw some this morning here on the west side.
I saw some, yeah. Early this morning. We don't have any at the moment.
No.
But whether you have snow flurries or not,
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.